From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
After marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. Syrian opposition forces are welcoming the deal while expressing skepticism a ceasefire can hold, noting Russia and the Syrian military did not adhere to a previous agreement. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the test. The Islamic State is accused of setting off two bombs outside of a shopping mall in Baghdad overnight, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens more. This is